This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. The Grammys were on the other night, and people have sent me a note. Kevin, why didn't you talk about the Grammys? Why? Why would I talk about the Grammys? You guys know how I feel about these stupid award shows. Oh, you know, you sing so good. You sing better than this person, and this song was better than this person, and this song spoke to me in these ways, etc., etc. You're great. I'm great. We're all great. Multi-millions of dollars spent on a bunch of wealthy people celebrating their jobs. Think about, you know, I mean, whatever the biggest celebration is in the real world. Your company throws a party to honor the top salespeople, or you had a great year or whatever. And I'm telling you, I've been to some pretty lavish ones, and they pale in comparison to anything involving entertainment. Entertainment, okay, to put it in perspective, I heard the swag bags for the Grammys were $30,000 a piece. I have never in my life heard of do you know what a swag bag is? With everybody who comes to the Grammys, or, you know, I don't know, maybe that's just the celebrities or the winners or whatever, but in the back, they have swag bags. So I was at an event just recently, and they gave us swag bags for the speakers. And to be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure who was. It was a VIP tied to an event. And at the VIP event, they gave us swag bags. Let me tell you what was in the swag bag. It was a couple of bars of candy, cement. If the swag bag cost $3, I'd be shocked. $3. And let me tell you, the place where they had this event was at a person's house who was probably worth $50 million. The house was at least $4 million, at least. And it was a relatively big event. I'm going to go out on a limb. The swag bag was $5. Y'all are looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, come on, kid. The swag bag, it was a assorted pastries. And, you know, it had to be honest, it was so uneventful. I don't remember everything that was in it. It had a pastry. It had a couple of bars to cut candy that you could buy at any store. I remember one of the candy bars was a $100,000 bar. Maybe that's what they wanted me to think, but it was only worth about 10 cents. It was a $100,000 bar because I happened to like those candies when I was a kid. But that was it. And then, you know, all the reports are, oh, the Grammys, they just beat up on, you know, Donald Trump, and then they had Hillary Clinton on there, and she read fake news. Look, if you really believe, this is all great news. This is all great news. And you're saying to me, Kevin, what are you talking about? This is great news. I'm telling you, it's great news. Every one of those suckers is going to have to eat crow. Every one of them. They continue to say, let's bring Hillary in. Let's bring Hillary in, as if that adds some credibility to that crook. That lady is going down this year. The FBI is going down this year. Every one of those artists that you're listening to, they are losing money. And I mean, let me tell you, if it weren't for Bruno Mars, I don't think I would even listen to the radio. There's maybe two artists that I hear on the radio and I go, oh, I like that song. You are the same way. Now, you may say, oh, Kevin, my kids listen to... I get it. Kids listen to music. That's what they do. It becomes part of peer pressure to say, do you know the lyrics to this song? Do you? What about this beat? Oh, I like her. I like him. They're under that peer pressure. But I'm telling you, the music industry is killing itself. These artists aren't making any money. They got Spotify, Pandora, all these things. They're losing money. Every one of them. They go on tour, they lose money. They're losing money, and they're losing clout. Because you know what? You are beginning to figure out, and so is the rest of the world, that just because you have a melodic voice, people are not going to pay much attention to you. Jay-Z, he goes on Van Jones' show, and we'll talk more about this. and he decides he's going to give his opinions about President Trump. Jay-Z, if you know any history of Jay-Z, you'll find that ridiculous for them to even be bringing him in to talk about a subject like this. And it shows me what Van Jones is trying to do, and I'll get to all that in just a second. But back to the Grammys. The Grammys mean nothing. They should mean nothing. Oh, you know, Kevin, they were talking about, again, whatever they said about Donald Trump, be happy about it. Be happy. They don't speak. That group of elites that spent more money on a dress or getting their hair styled or renting jewelry or renting limos and private jets or whatever it is that they got there, that group of people is so out of touch with everyday America, they don't matter. And they hate that. Why do you think they attack Trump the way that they do? I'm just going to give you a second to think about it. It's a really easy answer. Why do you think they do that? For ratings. Ask yourself this. If they don't attack Donald Trump, are we talking about him? Nope. You wouldn't even know that Hillary Clinton did her little thing. You would. I can't. All I read, I didn't even. It was a title. And it said Bruno Mars album. And that's all I saw. Does, or, you know, something like Bruno Mars rocks with album at Grammys or something like that. So I figure Bruno Mars must have won a lot at the Grammys. And you know what? Rightfully so. Now, from what I'm told, Bruno's a Democrat. I don't know if Bruno's a Democrat. I hear Bruno is a leftist. Surprise, surprise. They all are. You know, and he'd be better off keeping his mouth shut. But let me tell you, his music is that good. I've listened to it. Talented guy. And he's going to be making, I was trying to figure out, the guy probably makes $50,000 a day. You can't turn on your radio without hearing 3 Bruno Mars songs in an hour. And good for him. But keep his mouth, he needs to keep his mouth shut. And eventually, folks, what's happening right now, these Grammy winners, these singers and artists, etc., they are going to start shutting their mouths. And I promise you, the minute that it begins to happen, when you see the next Grammys and they're not talking about Donald Trump, you watch the next Oscars and they're not saying anything bad about Donald Trump. And by the way, you're going to hear it leading up to that. A lot of the people who talk smack about Trump, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, and the others, they will no longer be talking smack about your president, the president of the United States. That will be your sign. Because it's going to be the kiss of death. Nobody cares what these people have to say. I promise you they don't. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, so I'm glad you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, soon to be movie man Kevin Jackson. Go check out bleedingbluemovie.com. Donate if you can. There are ways to donate without getting a tax deduction, and there are ways to donate. I'm going to get this out, I promise you. There are ways to donate where you can get a tax deduction. Either way. So, look, if you're going to donate 10, 20 bucks, do it non-taxable, because it's a hassle for me to get the money out of trust if you donate in our tax, in our charitable trust. But if you're going to donate 10 grand, 100 grand, something like that, then donate it to the trust and we're all good. Anyway, so I was talking about this fool by the name of Jay-Z, and I swear to you guys, I have nothing against this guy. You know what's funny about Jay-Z? You take Jay-Z's money away, he's not married to Beyonce. I mean, he's not married to a woman, and I don't think Beyonce is that hot, but he's not married to a woman anywhere near that hot. That's one of the ugliest dudes on the planet. And I'm not trying to be mean, I'm just being honest. He's not an attractive dude. And his story is that he was a thug on the street, and he shot his own brother. Now, Look, I don't know whether that's a true story or not. I really don't. I don't believe it. I believe half these dudes that make up these stories about how bad they are just they're the biggest pansies on the block. Especially if they don't have a gun. They're pansies. And let me tell you, I know this to be true because as a martial artist, I have checked many of them. You know, they're used to people being they say, oh man, you better watch out. You come over to the hood. Oh man, I live in the hood. Where do you want to meet me? And then suddenly they're backing down. Or in few cases, I mean, I'm sad to admit in my youth, I didn't just check them. I mean, I actually, you know, put them down. And I know these guys. They're nothing but they're just bravado, a bunch of talk. And I think Jay-Z's one of these guys. Look, you got to understand the mentality of these people. They want to do things so that they can get, you know, elevated quickly. So my suspicion is Jay-Z called his brother and said, hey, man, you know, say I tried to kill you and then, you know, I'll get a record. And so I think he's got a record for having done something, you know, some violence, like a record. He probably did deal drugs, but I mean, come on, big deal. I mean, I don't know what the percentage is, but a fairly significant number of young black men have dealt drugs. I told you guys a story of my nephew. He used to run drugs from Kansas City up to Arkansas, to Tulsa. And he did it. He doesn't have a record because luckily he never got caught. But he shot his best friend. I can promise you he did. He has been shot at multiple times. Never hit, but shot at. So look, you can't tell me a story that's going to be any better than my nephew's story. He's a drug dealer. And he's a thug. I mean, he's not anymore. But when he was doing it, he was a straight up thug who would have killed you. So Jay-Z and these guys, 50 Cent, I got shot here, I've been shot here, I've been stabbed here. Most of it I don't even believe. I'll be honest with you. And I think Jay-Z's that way. I was talking to my brother. I said, man, if I wanted to elevate myself, I'd call my brother Kirk. I said, hey, man, look, if anybody asks, I tried to kill you in your sleep 3 times, okay? And my brother would be, all right, whatever. And then the media would be, yeah, man, I woke up one night, my brother had my pillow on my head because I had narked on him. He was doing a drug deal or whatever. We could fabricate anything you want to make ourselves look better. And you know, in the eyes of if that would make me look better, I would hope if y'all found out I tried to kill my brother, y'all would be like, what? Kevin, what was wrong with you? Were you on drugs? Nah, man, I was just a bad, you know, what's so sad? Honestly, if people, even in the conservative movement, found out that I had made that kind of a transition, they would be like, well, Kevin, we're just glad you're okay now. And I love you guys for that. But look, these conversions don't mean anything to me. Jay-Z is supposedly a street drug dealer who tried to kill his brother, and now he's a rapper, and people want to hear what he has to say. Have you listened to this clown? He talks about oppression in America while wearing a Che Guevara, or I think it was Che Guevara t-shirt, a dude who hated black people, thought black people were the stupidest people on the planet, said black people were lazy, ignorant. Well, being honest, black leftist Che kind of got it. He was on the money about them. But you can't tell me black people in general are what Che Guevara was. That's the very thing that people like myself, Star Parker, Allen West, and many others try to correct, is this idea that black people are stupid. We're not stupid. We're no more stupid than any other culture. We have just as many geniuses per capita, just as many athletes per capita, you name it, as any other race. God gave every group on the planet the same distribution of genius and dummies. He did. And the only difference is black people refuse to find their geniuses. Or they call geniuses like Jay-Z is a genius, Kanye West is a genius. These people are idiots. And Jay-Z is talking about President Trump's reference to Haiti and El Salvador and these African countries, supposedly having called them crap hole countries. And he says, it was disappointing and hurtful. It was disappointing and hurtful. It really is hurtful. This is a guy who wrote lyrics, give my ladies, and I'm going to say, I'm going to clean it up. Give my ladies penis, my young, I'm going to clean this up too, prostitutes pee-pee, hits in a row like MJ, hee-hee. That is a lyric from a Jay-Z song. give my ladies, my young pee-pee, hits in a row like MJ, hee-hee. That's genius? I'm sorry, that ain't genius. That's stupid. And they asked Jay-Z, you know, oh, it was so hurtful. Have you, look, I gave you just a stupid lyric. This is a dude that calls black women, most women, period, how can I clean this up? Witches and bros? Okay, you get what I'm saying, right? He calls them everything derogatory you could possibly call them, tells you what he does to them, how he does it to them. Essentially, it dehumanizes the female population. Then he wants to say, what Donald Trump said is very hurtful. It's hurtful. Sounding like the rapping Mike Tyson. It's ludicrous. It's very ludicrous. and what's sad, and look, I don't know how many people take him seriously, but if Van Jones believes that he's going to get clowns like Jay-Z on his show, and that's going to give his show some sort of credibility, that's going to be the bridge between pop culture and politics, good luck with that. Because let me tell you what's happening, folks. Nobody cares about Jay-Z. Nobody cares about Katy Perry. Nobody cares about Beyonce's politics. She can X all she wants at the Super Bowl. If she believes, and if these people believe, that America is going to pay attention to that, they have miscalculated. You know how they got popular? They hung out with a fake president who gave them some sort of credibility that they are politically in the know when they're not. Let me tell you what they are, people, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, you can call us at 844-551-8255. They are racist, black racist, ethnocentric racist, who want to divide this country and make you believe that a community organizer, an idiot, is better than a self-made billionaire. And you better not fall for it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's just say I'm offended, everybody. Kevin Jackson, here's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm offended. I'm mad. Oh, yeah, no, there's no other description of this. I'm mad. I'm mad at Mark Wahlberg, and I'll tell you why. Mark Wahlberg donated his money in the name of Michelle Williams, his co-star, in a film called, I forget the name, what was it like? Rich, All the Money in the World. So he donated his money. They had to do a reshoot. And Mark Wahlberg got paid $1.5 million to do the reshoot. And the female co-star in the film got paid a lot less. So the way this story reads, it says, bowing to an outcry over the wage disparity of the reshoots of All the Money in the World, Mark Wahlberg and his agency, William Morris Endeavor, have agreed to donate $2 million to Time's Up to combat harassment and pay inequities in Hollywood. And here's what Wahlberg says. Over the last few days, my reshoot fee for All the Money in the World has become an important topic of conversation. I 100% support the fight for fair pay, and I'm donating the $1.5 million to Time Up's legal defense fund in Michelle Williams' name. Now, let me just explain. So when you have to reshoot a movie, they call these guys in, and I don't know why they did it, but they said, oh, geez, we screwed up. So they do a reshoot. Mark Wahlberg gets $1.5 million. It's a negotiated thing. His people went and said, here's what we want to do. Now, here's what William Morris said. The current I'm going to finish that thought in a second, but it says, because they donated $500,000, William Morris. But they said, the current conversation is a reminder to us in a position of influence have a responsibility to challenge inequities, including the gender wage gap. This is what gets me about this. Stay with me, folks. In recognition of the pay discrepancies on All the Money in the World reshoots, WME is donating an additional $500,000 to this legal defense fund, following our $1 million pledge to the organization earlier this month. So this Time's Up nonsense has gotten millions of dollars donated over nothing. Now, here's what I want you to understand about this, because I don't want you to think, oh, Kevin's just being a mean-spirited male. But in response to the news, Williams said in a statement given to the Hollywood Reporter that today isn't about me. My fellow actresses stood by me, stood up for me. My activist friends taught me to use my voice, and the most powerful men in charge, they listened and they acted. If we truly envision an equal world, it takes an equal effort and sacrifice. Today is one of the most indelible days in my life because of Mark Wahlberg, WME, and let me just lavish praise on all these eunuchs that rolled over on the so-called women's movement. Now, here's what this hoopla is all about. USA reported they went into Wahlberg's business and they said, oh, wow, he got $1.5 million beyond his original salary. His co-star, Williams, was given nothing but a per diem of $1,000. The dramatic differences triggered an outcry. So this is what the dramatic difference. Oh, we're mad. Look at what they gave that man. Okay, so here's what I'd say. Are they both represented by agents? Yeah. Mark Wahlberg's got William Morris. Michelle Williams has somebody else. Her agent negotiated $1,000. And what's funny about it is they say they went to her and they said it was critical. Her scene is critical to the movie. We've got to have you do it. If you're an actress in Hollywood and your scene is critical to a movie and they're going to give you $1,000 to do it, you should be really? That's all I can say. I ain't going to tell them she should be beat. Anyway, here's what they talk about this. Jessica Chastain, who has emerged as a leading activist for the cause of women's equality and who was among the first to publicize the disparity, tweeted, please go see Michelle's performance and all the women in the world. She's a brilliant, get this, Oscar-nominated, Golden Globe-winning actress. They always got to give you all the crap, you know, stuff that they have. She's been in the industry for 20 years. She deserves more than 1% of her male co-star's salary. Amber Tamblyn quickly responded via Twitter, Michelle Williams was paid 1% of her male co-star in her latest film. This is totally unacceptable. You're doggone right it is. Who are you going to blame? You're going to blame the people that says, hey, we'll give you $1,000. Or you're going to blame your agent who says, you must be out of your freaking mind. We ain't taking no $1,000. Judd Apatow, another Hollywood eunuch, he says, this is so messed up that it's almost hard to believe. Almost. This is how this business works. I wonder if the studio or Mark Wahlberg would do something to make this situation less insane. Actress Sophia Bush tweeted, exposing the gross disparity in pay and is hard evidence of the gender gap. Think about what we're talking about here, folks. We're talking about a chick that was going to go make $1,000 in a day. A dude who made $1.5 million for his reshoot. Now, let me ask you this. How much money do you make in a day? Do you make $365,000 a year? What if Michelle, what's her face, Michelle Williams get paid for the movie? $500,000? I don't know, but I guarantee you it was more than you're going to make in years. And because she's going to make $1,000 a day, no fault of the people who make the film, because they're going to give you an offer. Now it's all about women's rights and how the disparities are. Somebody found out what Wahlberg got in his negotiation and decided to make it a cause of women. See, this is where I have my problem. Oh, my goodness. And then get this. And this is the funny part of it. Exposing the gross disparity in pay and hard evidence of the gender gap. Negotiated by the same agents, no less. Isn't a witch hunt. It's a demand for fair practices. So now we find out while WME donates $500,000. The same people that negotiated for Wahlberg negotiated for her. If I were her, I'd sue them. That's who I'd sue. I wouldn't be making it a feminist. I would say, look, you got my co-star $1.5 million, and you got me $1,000. You're fired, and I'm suing you. Why does this have to become a gender issue? They said, when all the money director Ridley Scott made the unprecedented decision to reshoot in the wake of allegations of sexual assault leveled against Spacey in November, he and his team had to move quickly since the film's scheduled release was just 1 month away. While Scott needed both Williams, who plays Gail Harris, the mother of the kidnapped victim John Paul Getty III, and Wahlberg, who plays a former CIA operative who becomes involved in the attempts to secure the boy's release, Williams apparently agreed to return without making any additional salary requests, while Wahlberg demanded further compensation. I go back to what I said originally. If you don't ask for it, why do you expect somebody else to give it to you? Now, whether WME gets paid a fee on what they make for these people, so why they wouldn't go to bat for her, I don't know. But maybe she just put her foot in her mouth and said, well, you know, if it's for the betterment of the film, now I'll ask you this. before we get too much farther afield and I'll forget about it. Do you even know who this chick is? Do you know who Michelle Williams is? She spent 20 years in the industry. She is a, what did they say she was? She's a Golden Globe, Oscar nominated, Golden Globe winning actress who's been in the industry for 20 years. And I promise you, if you put a gun to my head and say, Kevin, who's Michelle Williams? Pick her out in this lineup of six women. And you gave me four black women and two white women. I still probably would miss it. I don't know who Michelle Williams is. I'd probably pick one of the black chicks because she looked, that's a black chick's name, ain't it? Unbelievable. So they're blaming that I wouldn't have donated a nickel. I would have said, you ain't getting a nickel of my money. I got nothing to do with this. I asked for this because I deserve it. If that chick don't want to ask for what she thinks she deserves, shame on her. See, this is one of these things that has nothing to do with gender. Nothing to do with this industry. And this is, do you hear anybody talking about this? You're not going to hear a network cover this, including Fox, because nobody wants to cover the idea that this chick didn't have the balls, pardon my French, to go in there and say, I'm not doing that reshoot unless I get some decent dollars. It's that simple. Oh, man. Imperative Entertainment financed the film. They put up an additional $10 million for the reshoot. Sony, which is distributing, was not involved in negotiations to bring the cast back. You know, maybe she should have sued Spacey. He's the reason why they had to do the reshoot. Wahlberg had agreed to take about 80% of his usual quote, which is in the $15 million range, to appear in the film. In Hollywood's particular calculus, while Williams has an impressive resume, having earned four Oscar nominations, Wahlberg is considered the bigger box office draw. That was the point I was going to make. Who would you rather see? Do you know Michelle Williams? Would you go, Michelle Williams is starring in? Who? Who's the guy in it? Is Denzel in it? Because if it isn't, I don't even think about it. Michelle Williams is going to be in a film. I got to go see that, said nobody ever except her family. He's a bigger box office draw. Period. They know this. To make this, this is one of these false, you know, the flags of feminism that wants you to believe that some big inequity has occurred when nothing has occurred of the sort. Could have been a dude reshooting. He would have got $1,000.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. 844-551-8255. If you find the McCabe text, call us. Oh, the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Now the FBI's got a new claim. Look, talk about a credibility problem. Wow. Credibility. When I used to hear FBI as a kid, I was like, ooh, the FBI's on it. It was one thing for local law enforcement to be on it, right? It's a whole other to go, the FBI's on it. Ooh. You knew they were the fair ones, right? They were the ones that went into Mississippi with Mississippi burning and found out who killed those kids. those freedom workers, you know, those people that were trying to help blacks and other folks down in Mississippi who got hung or something, right? Killed? They didn't get hung, but they got killed. The FBI got sent in. You were like, oh, the G-men. You're going to get to the bottom of it. Yeah. But soon this agency is going to get the moniker of fake law enforcement. Because on the heels of the missing text from Peter Strzok and his FBI mistress, Lisa Page, the Bureau now claims they can't find text messages from the deputy FBI director, Andrew McCabe. Now, the missing ones of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page have suddenly been found because of a Freedom of Information request from Tom Fitton's group, Judicial Watch. They found they showed up. Uh-oh, we do have them. Same thing that happened with Hillary Clinton. The FBI is giving up nothing. It's crazy. Tom Fitton, he said, we sued back in September for the text messages of the number two at the FBI, Andrew McCabe, and they told us this week they gave us everything they're going to give us, and not one text message was turned over. They lost all of Andrew McCabe's text messages. I don't believe it. There's still gamesmanship going on. This is what Fitton said on Judge Jeanine. Now, I was with Fitton at an event, I think I told you guys this, and he revealed a startling fact. He said that he had sued the Trump administration more in 1 year than he sued the Obama administration in 8 years. And I got to tell you, I was stunned. There was so much to sue the Obama administration over that, I mean, I can't even see straight. Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, VA, I mean, just to name a few. Well, we're still wanting to get to the bottom of it. And Fitton goes, yeah, I sued on all that. But I've sued the Trump administration more than I've sued the Obama administration, more in a single year. Now, keep in mind, Obama didn't have a lot to be sued in the first 4 years because it was mostly just, you know, Obamacare crap. But I and the audience, we were stunned. And it proved to me that the legacy Obama minions that remain entrenched in the Trump administration are thick as thieves. And this is part of what they call the deep state. And I'm going to do an in-depth thing on the deep state because so the deep state, and I talked about this the other day, the deep state are the people who are unelected but who really have a lot to do with government. They're unelected bureaucrats appointed by other people, but they carry a lot of power, and you can't get rid of them. So remember that consumer, I think they call it CSP or consumer protection thing? It was set up by Democrats, and they put a person over it, and that that was untouchable, more powerful than the president. This person could say, oh no, this company is not following green energy guidelines or whatever. They were making stuff up, and President Trump dumped them. Well, whoever is over the thing, he dumped him. He says, nope, that guy's gone. It was a big stink over it because President Trump appointed somebody else over that group. And it's a huge deal. That group should not exist, just for the record. This is not a President Trump. I'm glad he dumped the person that was in there because it was an Obama appointee who was just raising pure hell with all the various corporations. They practically shut down the coal industry, and I could go on. But now, they did something. What was the other thing they did? It was really, it was amazing. I can't recall. God, I wish I did. But it had something to do with, you know, like women's rights or gay rights in companies or something. It was ridiculous. But it was costing millions and millions, billions overall. And it was nonsense legislation. And so President Trump says, no, you're out. This person's out. I'm putting my person in, and that person has begun to dismantle all these rules and regulations that were put in. But here's the thing. We don't need that group. It's an unelected bureaucrat that's doing things inside of our government. If you don't get anything more out of this conversation than this, you cannot have somebody who can arbitrarily make decisions that impact your life, and you have zero ability to affect the outcome. If for all intents and purposes, that person is like the president. They're running the country in that aspect of things. They have to have accountability. It can't be some hand-picked bureaucrat. And that's why I talked about this redistricting. All these redistricting committees that are being set up by governors around the country should not exist. A redistricting committee must be people who are responsible, who are accountable, I should say, to the people, to their constituents, because they need to be able to be voted out. This redistricting is killing us, and it's going to kill us in elections to come. We are supposedly in control of the government in terms of conservatives. If you look at the number of seats we've won, the number of legislative houses and things like this, and we don't control government at all. Anyway, I want to go back to this. So Fitton said he sued the Trump administration more in 1 year than he sued Obama. And here's the bigger point is, you know, Donald Trump wants everything out. He's not guilty. He's not stopping this stuff. So when does he get involved at that level? Look, I'm not trying to get the president in the minutia. He's got a big job ahead of him. But he wants this to end. And so why is it not ending? Given the amount of cover being provided by the deep state, I wonder, what do the text of McCabe contain? Don't you? Now, the FBI had warned McCabe of his conflict of interest when they revealed to him on April 29th of 2015 that as the assistant director in charge of the FBI, he was at the Washington field office at the time, they said, your wife, being a big-time Hillary Clinton supporter, and, you know, you got to be aware of this. So they send out what's called a protocol regarding potential conflicts of interest. It's a document they send to anybody in the FBI that may have a conflict, and it identifies areas where you may be in conflict. And they recommended to him disassociation would be important. You know, you need to disassociate from your wife's campaign completely. This was proactive bureau saying to McCabe, in order to avoid any, you know, feeling of impropriety, you need to do this. They sent this to him. But McCabe, he ignored it, and there's a reason why he ignored it. He needed to be in the middle of this Hillary Clinton investigation. And I'm going to tell you something. When you look back on the protocol that the FBI used for Hillary Clinton, no recordings of her conversations, no notes, no nothing. It was as if they brought her in there. They said, okay, here's where we are, Ms. Clinton, Secretary Clinton. And here's the lay of the land. We're not going to record this. We're going to kind of coach you through it. We have nothing. We have no videotape, no audio tape evidence, nothing to even know what was asked of Hillary Clinton. And now we get all these different things that we know they were guilty of that the FBI ignored. This is scandalous, I mean, to say the least. God, unbelievable. So we don't know what McCabe's text messages are. The FBI says, well, we don't have them. What do you mean you don't have them? Do you have text messages of any of your employees? Well, yeah. Then why wouldn't you have those? This reeks. Because, you know, when you think about that exchange between Strzok and Page that showed collusion against Trump and they said they were in McCabe's office. So no wonder the FBI wants to hide evidence. Who knows what these deep state swamp rats are doing to this evidence? You know, and meanwhile, the left decry the attacks on this formerly venerable organization known as the FBI. And then the FBI is ridiculed today, folks, and rightfully so. And we're going to know soon the depths to which this crooked organization was willing to go to sabotage Donald Trump, more so America. And amazingly, Andrew McCabe wants to linger at the FBI long enough to get a pension.
Psst. He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.